I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Hello and welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, or you might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And I just spoke with a community station on the other side of the country, and starting in September, they are going to be airing Synchronicity as well. So keep your fingers crossed. We're going to try and get the show picked up in a few other areas of Canada. So thank you in advance for sending all your good vibes towards that. So today's guest is Shanna Lee Gibson. She is a psychic medium and she has her own show on Blog Talk Radio. How long have you been doing that now?
Oh my gosh, I think it's been 2 years, 2.5 years.
Wow.
I know.
And it's going really well?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
People love to call in and get readings, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, so if you want to call in today and get a reading, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. And what kind of things, I mean, as a medium, I would imagine you speak with people beyond the grave, right? I've had you on the show before, and we've talked about this. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how your gift has developed in the last 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good question. Well, it's neat because, you know, I've been to England, I think, 3 times since the last time we've seen each other. And then also, I was sort of looking to understand some of the new dynamics of my mediumship. And so I ended up taking a lovely advanced mediumship course with Lisa Williams, who's based out of Los Angeles. She's originally from England as well, but it's kind of neat because with development, you can really never develop enough. You know, there definitely comes a point where it's not necessarily about you're learning through doing, you know, and that's how I've learned a lot. But at the same time, I like to sort of brush up. So that's been a lot of fun. And then I also do psychic readings and spiritual assessments. So it can be quite interesting for people to get information about how they're doing and how they're progressing as far as their guides and their team on the other side want them to know as well. And that can be really interesting for people who haven't really lost a lot of people, or maybe they've already, you know, connected with one of their loved ones and they're more interested in what's going on with them.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So it sounds like almost like coaching, like you're helping people and you're checking in with them to see how they're progressing in their own spiritual path.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool.
That's a coaching, totally.
And do you do that on the show? Because you don't have a lot of time to really get into deep stuff when you're just doing a quick reading.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between what happens on your show and what happens when you're doing a one-on-one session?
Mm-hmm. Well, on the show, you know, and sometimes I know my listeners, bless them, you know, they'll let me go on with one caller sometimes for 15 minutes. And it's kind of like a mini reading. And that's if I really feel that if I feel I need to stay with that person and if there's a lot of information there that will also benefit all the other callers. So there's always an intelligence. And so someone may think, oh, she's just talking to that one person for 15 minutes. We've got a 1 hour show. But at the same time, a lot of people listening will say, well, I felt like you were speaking to me. I felt like you were saying something that's going on with me. So it gave them a lot of insight as well. In a one-to-one reading, though, it's like all about you. So it's like all about you, the various aspects of your life, career, love life, family, friendships, you know, the spiritual obstacles and lessons, as well as what you need to embrace. And it's really an empowering session. So people find when they walk away, they're kind of like everybody says, like, wow, I have so much information in my head.
So do you record the sessions? Because a lot of times you have to go back and hear it. You get so much more.
Yes.
Listen again.
Yeah,
okay.
I will record them. I'm just starting to make it where I will record every session, whereas I used to do it by request. But I agree with you completely. And it was so interesting because I remember the last time I was on the show, I got an email from one of the callers when she called in. She was asking about the other side. And then she said, there was somebody, you know, could you tell me what information you have? And I was saying, oh, there was someone named John, and they were bringing in information about a baby. And then she emailed me 24 hours later to say that a baby in the family, they knew was being born, but they didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, was a boy, and they named him John.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's so funny.
I know. Synchronicity. Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Oh, I actually have a girlfriend who texted me before the show, and she had called in last time to ask about the sex of her baby, and she's wondering if she should call in again today. So I told her it's up to her. So if she's listening right now, 604-822-2487, anyone who wants to call in and get a reading. But I wanted to ask you, because I think it was just last week, I had another lovely psychic on the show, and I spent a lot of time talking with her. Mm-hmm. And she made some predictions about my life. And I was saying afterwards, because people were getting really excited about what she had said. And I didn't want to put too much weight into what yes. one person says. I mean, it's fun. It feels good to hear. But I don't want to mm-hmm. base my life choices on really some advice from anyone, whether they're psychic or a psychiatrist or yeah. whatever. Like, I have to do... follow my own path and what feels right for me, right?
Totally.
But I'm kind of curious what your perspective is as far as going to different psychics and getting different answers.
You know what? That's so true. That's such a great question. Because I've had people who they'll come to me and they'll be like, oh, well, two other people have told me that. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm wondering why you're actually coming to me. And so there has to be that faith in the mystery, the faith that things will be revealed. And it's good to, you know, sometimes if you're going to go to different psychics, maybe do it with an open mind, but, you know, have an intention that you're going to necessarily focus on one area and getting a bit more information. Otherwise, I would suggest when you find one that works for you, stick with them and see how it progresses, because then you can build up that relationship and that trust with them as well. And then, you know, I think I've worked on a missing person case and a few of them, and it can be a hindrance to have several different psychics' point of view and information, because what happens is they end up looking in 50 different directions for the missing person if the information isn't all, you know, where the three of them have sort of the same base, the same direction, it ends up hindering it. Mm-hmm. So I would be really careful about getting too much, asking the same question over and over again to different psychics. And yet I know that what happens is after a psychic reading as well, you might find that the signs actually indicate and, you know, you start to see proof of what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm curious, so, because a lot of people, they want proof.
Yes.
And so the way I kind of look at it is that there are so many possibilities. And mm-hmm. what a psychic is really looking at is the possibilities that they're picking up on, because free will is always there. So if someone says, oh, you know, you're going to have this happen in your mm-hmm. life, you either you want that to happen and you're going to be like, yeah, that's what I want. And you're going to take steps in that direction, mm-hmm. or you're going to do the opposite if you don't. So a psychic's prediction in this moment might be completely accurate, and you have no way of knowing a year down the road, mm-hmm. because all of the every you know, the time space continuum is always changing up, right? Every choice that you make and every different road that you take is affecting your destiny in different mm-hmm. ways. But I mean, when you get different answers from different psychics, does that mean one of them's not, one of them's more psychic than another, or what do you think?
No, you know what? Not at all. I just think that in life, it's like, you know, an athlete. You know, if you were to say, okay, that person's a great runner, but that person is an athlete and they're amazing, and that person is fairly good, but they need to practice really hard, you know, it's like with psychics, we're all at different levels of development because of our own spiritual growth as well. And we're all working within our belief system. Mm-hmm. So what one psychic says may be very true to them and true for them, but it may not resonate with the client. That doesn't mean it's incorrect. It just means there's not an energy match between those people. Mm-hmm. So there needs to be a resonance. And when you resonate with a psychic, that's why I was saying, you build up a rapport with them and they begin to see many different facets of your energy. And then you've opened them up to many possibilities. And hopefully that your psychic is continuing to grow and never thinking that they've arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So while we're waiting for people to call in, 604-822-2487, because you know what happens is that everyone waits till the last 10 minutes of the show, and then they all call in and then they're bummed out that they don't get a reading. So if you want a reading, pick up the phone and call us, 604-822-2487, or I'm going to wag my finger at you when you call in at 5 minutes before one. And I say, sorry, no time. But to get the ball rolling, is there anything you want to, is there anything you want to tell me, or do you need a specific question?
I was just actually, briefly, I was sort of writing down here because it's interesting that I was seeing a wedding invitation, and with a connection to father. So I feel like your father's going to be at your wedding is what I feel. Okay. And, also what I'm curious about is if there's two weddings. So do you also have a wedding coming up in the family?
Well, my father's passed away.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wedding, I don't know. I don't really have much family.
Okay.
It's possible that cousins, I don't know.
That's okay. But I do want to let you know that I was tuning into spirit here and seeing a man coming forward with a wedding invitation. Okay. So that definitely tells me here that I know that, you know, when it comes to one of your questions, the other side seems to be very aware of sort of wondering if that's going to happen. If that's something that's going to come around for you.
If I'm ever going to get married?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely. Because you're very much a free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's very important to you to get that right connection. And I actually feel that travel is also involved with the gentleman that you're going to connect with here. But it was interesting because sort of when you were talking, I just felt like this gentleman came close to me and was actually showing me an invitation. I was looking at it going, okay, what kind of invitation is this? And he was showing me the wedding. Okay. So I definitely know. And then it's interesting because I do have to say that I also see a little girl around you as well, okay? And so, of course, this would be a step, completely into the possibilities, you know, based on where you are right now. You're sort of wondering, well, how is this going to come together? But I definitely know that there's a lot of love here around this and also around you. And really, there's a sense of just them wanting to come in with comfort, you know, in particular, father, who comes in with a great deal of comfort and really wanting you to know, because he shows me her himself in, I don't want to say tattered clothes, but I want to say, you know, definitely here there seems to be a sense that he feels quite down about the choices that he made, but also sort of about himself. So this would have been closer to his passing, okay? And I have to say, when he shows me tatters, it's like a sense here of him never quite finding a place to call home. Okay. Do you understand that?
I don't, I didn't have a lot of contact with my father.
Okay.
So that is a possibility. I know for myself,
yep,
I've been talking about how I've never had a place to call home.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, so
yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Okay. Yeah, that is very interesting because he sort of brings that to my mind here. But he makes me feel that, you know, I would agree with what you're saying because he makes me feel this has a lot to do with him. Okay. Because he, the, like you said, he wasn't really in your life. So there's that sense of him not being able to, take that place for you. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you about what happened.
Yep.
I started searching for my father when I wanted my French citizenship.
Okay.
He was French.
Yeah.
And that wasn't until he died in the 90s. And I found out a few years after he died,
mm-hmm.
That he had passed away. And while I was searching for him, I actually found out that I had been put up for adoption when I was 9.
Yep.
And he had to give his permission. And he had expressed at the time that he would have liked to have me.
Mm-hmm.
But he was quite a lot older.
Yeah.
He was an elderly father.
Yeah.
So I guess at the, what's he going to do with a 9-year-old girl, right?
Yeah.
So he had given permission for me to be adopted. And I don't think anyone notified him that that didn't work out.
Oh, my goodness.
So yeah. I went back into foster care and he died thinking that I had a home.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Oh, bless
it's hard
you.
To talk about. Sorry.
Yeah, that's...
So that might be where
I've got the chills. I've got the chills. I've just got the chills all around my head here. Okay, wonderful. Let me ask him to just come here. Okay. So I definitely, it's interesting because he has huge regrets even around when you were even younger, okay, because he puts that word into my mind. And he's really feels here like he didn't get much of a chance. And what's interesting is he makes me aware that him and your mom tried. They tried, okay? But I really feel that your father did the best that he could. But he makes me feel like him and your mom, when they tried, is just they were not a match. Just like really, there seems to be a lot of difficulties here. And I have to say, he makes me feel this was also due to your mother's personality, okay? Your mother's mental makeup. Do you understand that?
Yeah, my mother was schizophrenic, and okay. She kidnapped me when I was two and ran across the country to Vancouver.
Oh my God.
So okay. Yeah. he didn't know where we were for
yeah,
years.
Yeah, exactly. So. Because he really makes me feel it has a lot to do with your mom here. Do you know where the J name comes in, Marie? Because he's showing me a J here in my mind. And it's interesting because he's making me feel like he's taking me to your home and designing and setting things up. And it's quite interesting because I almost want to say that we're looking at like a new place here that he's showing me, and it's like setting everything up. And it's like when he takes me to a decorating store, not Home Depot, but it's very much it's kind of like Home Depot when you're going to get, you know, things to set up around your house to put things on. Sorry, I'm lacking the word right now. But I know he's making me aware here. So is that something, Marie, where you've actually just moved into a new place or been looking at this?
No.
Okay.
No, I've been where I'm at for a couple years now.
Okay. Is this something that you're actually looking at doing, any sort of like completely redoing your place? I have to ask you where the sort of design comes in around you. Okay.
The last guy that I broke up with was doing stuff with his house.
What kind of stuff was he doing, though? Was he doing renovations and design
yeah.
work and everything else? Oh, interesting. But were you helping him, giving him a bit of input around
no.
it? Okay.
No.
But it's interesting. He shows me you there, okay? And he shows me, like, hanging up my coat on the coat rack. Okay, and so what? I'll tell you what he's telling me, because he's
okay.
also got a little bit of symbolism here as well. Okay, but he's yeah, bless you. He's just really making me aware here that when he goes, you know, you just told me here about that was the guy that you broke up with, but when he talked about the wedding, it's like him making me aware here of he takes me to the sense of move, and it's like new beginnings, new locations. Okay, and just really, you can take this because I actually see you literally setting up in your place, okay, and it's very bright, and it feels really, really good, okay?
Nice.
So I'll be interested to see where this comes in, because I have to give it to you like I see it. But I know it's like a step up. That's how he makes me feel. He makes me feel it's like a step up. It's like everything the way that you've wanted it for so long, because he makes me feel it's like he shows me a train, okay? And it's like interesting because it's almost like when we're just sort of like we keep going and keep going, and it's like we have to do the long haul. Okay, so it's like the payoff. That's what that's what he's sort of making me aware of here. Okay, the rewards.
I'm just, while you're thinking,
yeah.
I'm going to put out the number 604-822-2487. If you would like Shanna Lee to give you a reading on the air, 604-822-2487. So what's coming your way now?
Okay. Well, I'm curious because I would, you can't place the J right now, right?
Well, the J, I mean, it's a name.
Yeah, definitely belongs with a name.
My father's middle name was Jean.
Okay,
so.
Well, I'll accept that. Yeah, because remember, I mean, he's putting the J. Okay, and then where does the A come in, Marie? Like Andre, there's an A name here that comes into my mind. Well, it's showing me an A, and now when I bring this in, I feel really connected to a female with this name.
Okay, well, when I was little, people used to call me Anna.
Oh, because I was just going to say Anne, which is so funny.
Okay.
Great. Because he's putting that into my name or into my head, and then he's making me aware here that it's around a female. Okay, lovely. Really, his purpose for coming in here is to just tell you how well you're doing.
Aww.
Okay, and just he shows me just giving you a big hug. And really that he loves you a lot, but I have to tell you, it's like a friendship with him. Like he's someone who's around you a lot and kind of helping you with your, like, around your work here. And he's someone who just offers you a little bit of friendly advice, a friendly encouragement. He's really coming in because it's like he's aware that he never got to play that role, okay, of dad. So I feel like he's like a humble friend who's in your corner. And I feel like he's someone where he listens to you because he shows me you walking down by the beach and talking. And like, it's almost like praying, but like talking, okay? And it's like him listening and hearing you. And he's been aware of your tears as well.
Aw.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that reading.
You're welcome.
So if you would like to get on the air and ask Shanna Lee Gibson a question, do you have a website?
Yes. It's shannaleegibson.com.
Okay.
Yep.
And when is your show?
My show is on every other Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific.
On Blog
Standard
Talk Radio.
Time.
And what's the name of the show?
Spirit Talks.
Spirit Talks.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you'd like to get on the air, we're going to go to a break right now. So give us a call, 604-822-2487. If you want to get a reading on the air, don't be shy, and we'll set you up during the break.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and today we are joined by psychic medium Shanna Lee Gibson. You can find her at shannaleegibson.com, and she also has her own show online at Blog Talk Radio. And so go to her website, shannaleegibson.com. But if you want to get on the air and ask her a question about your life, you want to talk to someone who has passed over, or you are just curious about what your future holds, give us a call, 604-822-2487. Always lots of fun when psychics are on the show. I love this time, mainly because I get to get all this like juicy information, and it's fun for me. I hope it's fun for you. Give us a call, 604-822-2487. So during the break, Shanna, you were asking me if I'm planning a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so last time a psychic was on the show, I had said I had a dream about that I was in Toronto. Mm-hmm. And I was asking her, was this one of those just, you know, sorting through your mind dreams? Or when I woke up, I felt like I got the sense that maybe it meant that I needed to move somewhere else to find my partner.
Mm-hmm.
And she had said she saw me going to Toronto and doing a big show in 2013, of the fall of 2013. Mm-hmm. And so you were just asking me about a trip. And so I'm wondering about that. And I see that there's a caller on the line and you're on hold right now.
Okay, lovely. When I was being given there about your connection here to romance, I was picking up the traveling, definitely. East hugely resonates for sure around you. And I would agree with her that I felt that there was sort of two doors of opportunity. And I also feel a connection to the States around you as well. So I see sort of two doors of opportunity, but I feel like they're one comes and then the other one is sort of slow in coming. So it feels like, you know, even if it's like they're like 3 months apart, that sort of thing. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely connected to love with traveling for sure. So, you know, I feel like that's something where it's going to be funny. You're going to be on a plane every time you're going on a trip going, is this it? Is he going to be here?
Well, so I'll have to make sure I'm actually wearing makeup and not sweatpants next time I'm on the flight.
Yes.
Okay. Looking cute. Okay. All right. So it looks like we have a caller. Hello. You're there. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
So go ahead. What is your question?
I just wondered if... hello, Marie. And is it Chantal?
Chanelie.
Hi, Chanelie. I just wondered if you can give me some insight into what my future... What's sort of in the future for me and as far as... work and retirement and that kind of thing.
Okay. So you're asking around work, and it sounds like you're hoping to retire, and your job's really quite wearing you out, right? Have you actually been wanting to leave your job, but you're hoping to hold on so you can actually get that retirement package?
Well, there isn't a retirement package. I'm self-employed.
Okay. So can I ask you, please, if you left a job before and made that risk and that change to go off and be self-employed, because you've really got a sense around you of carrying a heavy burden.
I've been pretty much self-employed all my life, so, and I'm in my 50s.
Okay, so listen, what's interesting around you is I'll tell you what I have, because I pick up this point here where I actually see some contract work around you, okay? So being self-employed is that's absolutely fine, but there's many different ways of doing that, and I feel like there's some contract here, contract work, and I still feel like you're actually working for people in your work, and it feels like, you know, you've gone through a bit of a drought, so it's like doing things the same way and really wanting to create a shift in your work and go to the next level. And so I'm wondering if you've been thinking about actually slightly changing directions in your self-employment.
Yeah, that's definitely a struggle that I've had the whole time I've been self-employed. I mean, I have you know, employees, but it's whether I hand it off to them or if I just keep going.
Okay. You know what? Bless your heart. You definitely need a little bit of a vacation, because you got to step back and really look at this. It feels like it's not just your work that feels overwhelming. So what I would suggest is, you know, taking a little bit of a break from this. I feel like you've been hesitating out of loyalty, you know, and really feeling like you need to stay there. So I want to say to you that in many ways, by breaking free, I see that it'll be a fresh new beginning for you. And I still pick up a partnership around you. So I feel that there's one person that you would actually be continuing on and starting sort of a fresh new avenue, but again, staying self-employed.
In the same business?
What are you currently doing, please?
I'm in the gardening business.
Okay. And do you do any sort of home gardens with fountains, installments, that sort of thing?
Not so much hardscape.
Okay. Well, I want to say I'll tell you what I see, and that's the best way for me to work. I actually see like some fountains here, creating more of a zen feeling. I know that for you, this has got to take on some more design work as opposed to you doing the real hard work. You understand that your body's definitely not wanting to do as much of that anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be true.
So for you, I feel like, you know, if you can specify your question for me, then I can give you the most help.
Well, I guess the thing is I've just hesitated to go forward with what is the logical path, which is what you're talking about, is to stop so much the physical work and going into the design aspect. But I've hesitated. It's not my... forte.
Okay, which is why I think a partnership would really help you. And anyways, you are definitely a boss and you are a leader and you need to be in the position that you're in. At the same time, please just recognize it's fear that's stopping you and it's fear of not being able to pay the bills. So once you really sort of look that in the face, you're a very courageous woman. You take things on easily. You take a lot on, too much. So once you stare that in the face, I see you. You're going to be fine. You're going to be absolutely fine. And in fact, it is an opportunity time for you to really start making these changes and to implement them, and I see things falling into place.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, and caller, before you go, I'm just, it's up to you if you want to, but feel free if you'd like to promote your business, let us know your website or how people can contact you.
Okay, that's all right.
No, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
So if you would like to get on the air and ask a question, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. It's not quite time for a break yet. We can chat some more. So again, we are speaking with Shanna Lee Gibson, and her website is shannaleegibson.com. And I'll put a link to that up on my website. Whenever I've been a little flaky and slow with my website lately, but it's spiritualshow.com. Spiritualshow.com is where you can find me. And I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. And you're on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You're on Twitter too, right?
Yep.
What's your Twitter and your Facebook?
My Twitter, I think, is Mystic Shanna Lee or Mystic Mentor Shanna Lee. And then my Facebook is Shanna Lee Gibson Productions.
Okay.
Yeah. And great. My name, Shanna Lee Gibson.
Yay. Okay. And ShannaLeeGibson.com is the website where you can go. So where were we? We were talking about moving and travel and all that. So mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that's a good idea whenever you travel. When I went to Japan, I actually made sure I was wearing a cute outfit on the plane, even though it's such a long flight. Oh my gosh. Right? Like you just want to wear pajamas, but I had to look cute.
I do the same thing. Whenever I go to London, I've always, you know, I've got my little kit. So when I go to the washroom before you get off in the morning, you're totally exhausted. And, you know, you're looking like fresh like a daisy, right? I keep thinking Ryan Gosling is going to be on the plane. And I am going to miss my chance to meet him, so.
You never know, right? And especially, I mean, if you're stuck in a tin can flying through the air, I mean, what better time to flirt and talk to people, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks like we've got someone on the air. Again, hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, what's your question for Shanna Lee?
Oh, my question is, I'm recently retired, and I don't have all the energy that I wish I had when I was working. And I'm getting into more creative aspects of living. And I just wondered what you felt my best avenue, my best medium was.
I've got
a few
cool.
different things I'm working on.
Congratulations. You know, like you said, you've worked hard and put in the time and the hours, and now you want to enjoy yourself. I see you working with your hands, and if you're not doing like a sense of working with, I don't know if this is, I don't want to say clay, but like I want to say working with the hands and doing some sort of sculptures here. And also I would like to say I see some painting around you here as well, but I know you need to be working with your hands. And if you're not building and constructing, then I definitely see that's an area where you'll gain a lot of fulfillment, but you're really, really good at this. Do you understand that?
Well, pretty well. I've just finished the restoration of a car from the ground up, and it's winning awards left and right. That's something that's behind me now, but I'm just looking for different avenues, and painting is one of them as well.
Beautiful. Yeah, I actually see here that you're going to do a combination where you're going to be including building with painting. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're gifted. And, you know, it's so cool that you just said that you won that award and you did that and you didn't expect it, because this is your time. And so I wouldn't even second guess it. I would just go out, buy the materials. And I see you're going to try three different things before you completely find your niche here. But it seems to fall right into place. And you have a gentleman in spirit who tells you to go for it. And I really feel a real father figure around you here.
Okay. I'm not sure who that person is, but it's interesting to hear that. That's the reason I called. There's a few things going on, and I can easily go back to a job, but financially I don't have to. So I want to take advantage of this time, this moment, and move forward with something a lot more interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Do you understand that? Okay, so two things. One is I would agree with you. When they bring in here, it's not just something where you're going to take a painting class and be like, oh, that was interesting, you know, but it doesn't connect. It's going to connect for you. These two mediums are really going to connect for you. And it's going to be an area where you actually find yourself getting money, even though you're not necessarily looking for it. So in many ways, Spirit would consider it sort of almost like, I don't want to say winning the lottery, but it's a sense of like everything's come to fruition for you and it's your time. It's like you're the creator. You get to have this experience. So, you know, just go for it. And I would say detach from any drama in your life because you're just past that now. And the creativity will really help you get out of your head.
Okay. You know, it kind of fits into what I'm thinking of doing. So that's why I called, just to see what kind of feedback I would get. Interesting.
Yes, it is very interesting. Now, I just want to clarify, this gentleman in the other world really feels like a strong father figure, like someone that you would really look up to. And he's quite a taller gentleman. I feel he's really shaky here before he passes. And I actually feel a heart condition with him before his passing. Do you understand that?
I don't know that person. I don't have any reference at all to that person. That's interesting.
And did you say that your father is still here, please?
No, he's passed away.
Okay. Do you know how your father passed? Do you know where the heart comes in around his passing?
It was a heart condition.
Yeah, it was a heart condition.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
He's around you. You understand this isn't you. It's not, you've never had a mediumship reading before, have you? This isn't something that you would normally do, is it?
No.
Thank you. So can I just tell you that this father figure who is around me, who is around you, who passed of the heart condition, he is the one who is saying to go for it and to go for it. And he's telling me you've got to clean out your garage or your shed here.
That's true.
Yes.
That's where the workshop is, though. That's the problem.
He said that's where the workshop is.
The workshop is the garage, which has two beautiful cars in it right now. And
next
big project is to build a beautiful garage in the back. And that, in fact, is going to be in a temple. I was going to build, this is why I'm calling, actually, I was going to build, if you can think of the Sistine Chapel with God creating Adam. I was going to have Enzo Ferrari creating his art through engineers up on the cove ceiling. So I was thinking how to paint this.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, I mean, hello. The other side is very aware of that. And would you please send us photos and invite us over when you finish that?
Sure. It'll be a big opening when it's done.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Any other questions before we...
No, it was just the question was the medium. And when you hit on sculpture, that was interesting too, because 10 years ago, I built a Japanese garden as if it was a sculpture. I sculpted the dirt, I sculptured the waterfall and everything else that sits in the front yard right now. And that was the first step to building something that I had to do. There's no way around it. This thing had to be built. And that was one phase, and now I'm on to something else.
Well, you know, you have a gift for working with your hands, and you're very inspired. So, you know, you're not someone, you don't need to take classes. You just need to clean the shop, build it, and begin. And I think it's going to bring a lot of beauty, and a lot of people are going to see it and really be inspired by it. So, brilliant.
Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yay! Well, thank you so much for calling in. That was so much fun.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
So if you want to get on the air and speak with Shanna Lee Gibson, you can go to her website as well, shannaleegibson.com. But the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. It's time for a break. We'll be back with more Synchronicity. Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul in a moment.
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What is Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and we are speaking today with Shanna Lee Gibson. She is a psychic medium and local to Vancouver, but you do most of your readings, I would imagine, over the phone or Skype, right?
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of my readings over the phone. I will meet with people in person at my location, but if people don't mind, it actually works really well. Nothing's lost in the process. So I prefer to do Skype if I have the chance.
Cool. And yeah. So with the videos, you can see the person?
Absolutely. We can do the video. Yep. If people have it. Some people actually prefer not to do the video. And I think sometimes, you know, people are so cute. I think sometimes they think if you can see them, you're going to be able to read a whole bunch of things, you know, about them and maybe fake it somehow. So, you know, sometimes people just think, no, I'd rather not try that. But yeah, there are a lot of people who it's a great way. You feel like they're right in the room with you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So ShannaLeeGibson.com. ShannaLeeGibson.com is her website. And we have another caller on the air. So what is your question? Hello.
Hi, I just want to know what's in store for me from now until November.
Okay, well, that's a pretty broad question. Do you think you could specify that for me?
I have a project that's going to be published, and I wonder what's the forecast for that.
Okay, so I'll tell you what I have here. You have a project, okay, that you said is going to be published. I definitely feel like you're sweating a little bit around this. So it's something here where I can feel it's like your baby waiting for the money to come in around this. And I actually feel as though somebody else is involved here. And I'm wondering if you've recently been in communication and had to change anyone who's been involved with this situation. Like, for instance, I don't want to say necessarily a partner, but somebody who does another aspect of the job here for you for promotion, or I'm not sure what this is, but do you understand that?
Yes, there is some there is a team that's involved.
Okay,
with this project.
Okay, and do you also understand here that there's been a lot of like sweat around this, and things have not necessarily flowed the way that they've come together? So I don't know if this project is a little bit overdue.
No, actually, it's on time, and it's coming out very soon.
Okay, no problem. I'm just going to tell you.
As far as the sweating goes, not on my side of the lake. So it could be the other team members.
Yeah, for some reason, I just pick up a little bit of the fact that things are going to go ahead, but I do feel a little bit of a pause around this, which tells me that there's a bit of a wait on it at the last minute. Is there any shipping involved with this? Shipping?
There's shipping is involved. So,
because I see the shipping has to do, this is what has to do with part of this waiting, is they're showing me the shipping, the ships and that. Okay. So I do know this is something where you can don't hold your breath, meaning like don't let your anxiety level get too high in the meantime. But I feel here like this does come together. I feel like there's a lot of work involved with this. But I feel like you like big projects and you like a lot of work. And I feel like there's another one following this that feels smaller. But I feel that this one also takes you where you're traveling, or you have to travel for it.
That could be a possibility.
Yeah, I definitely see that around you. So I'll be curious as to where that comes in. And then I go, well, you said November, so that's fine. I've definitely go to November. And then what's interesting here is I just want to say, have you got a daughter, please?
No.
Is that something that you're curious about around, you know, having any children, that sort of thing?
Not really.
Okay. Do you know, is there a new baby in the family, please, or 1 year old baby?
No.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm not seeing this. I'm seeing this around you, so I have to give it to you. And I want to tell you, please, to just be aware of this and feel free to send me an email when you become aware or maybe remember where this little baby girl comes in.
Okay.
All right. Well, do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Have a great day. Take care.
You too.
It's so fun. I love, so do you often have people call you up or email you after the fact and they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about? And then they're like, oh, yeah, I saw that little girl or whatever, or I remember that.
Yep, because the other thing is, too, is that people are usually thinking linear. Like when they're asking a question, they're thinking, I want an outcome to this one question. Let's stay focused on this. And I want to hear basically, or I have an idea of how it's going to go. So as a psychic, they're thinking you might work the same way, right? Mm. Now, what was really interesting is I did a reading last week and the woman's grandmother was impressing upon me. And we were speaking and I said, you know, where are you living right now? And she said, Burnaby. And I said, well, you're not going to be living there for long because I don't see you there at all. And she said, well, I just moved there. And so to her, this was an impossibility. And it was really funny because I said, well, no, you are not going to be there for long. And within 2 days, her landlord just asked her to move out.
Wow.
For no, like literally a friend came to visit. He felt a bit weird about it and basically said, you know, you've got to move out now. So she said she was quite shocking. She did not expect it. So people are not expecting the things that are coming, but inevitably things do come. Things do happen, right?
Oh, that's a little bit scary. Jeepers.
But that's life.
Is she okay?
She is. She's, you know what? She's a warrior. She is a strong woman. And she had sort of sacrificed for what she wanted to be there anyways. So when you do that, you do inevitably hit a dead end. Right? Okay. Yeah, it doesn't naturally last a really long time when you're somewhere that is not vibrationally aligned, like somewhere that doesn't have the same positivity as you. You do inevitably fall off.
So I have a question about the little girl that you saw for me.
Yeah.
Like, are you talking about me having a baby?
I definitely feel like, and actually I was seeing her not as a baby necessarily, but as like a little girl who's around you, who would look to me to be maybe like 4 or 5. That's the way I would see her because I have a daughter. She's about 7. So I place this little girl, but I definitely see her around you. Remember, there is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
There is always a choice, okay? But I do have to say that this little girl would definitely, you know, she would be around you as a child.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
to come.
It wouldn't necessarily be my child. It could be someone else that I'm close to, or someone that I maybe adopt or foster or something. Like, or do you see it being
whether you would adopt or foster this child? It would still, she would still be considered to be yours, right? But no, I mean, this child, the way that I see her, and is I see her around you, okay? And I'm being shown that. So this is something where, are you not planning on having any kids?
I don't know. I'm open to the possibility of having kids, but I have no plans to have children.
Yeah.
In the last two relationships that I've had, both guys I've been really clear with, like, I'm leaning towards not having kids. That doesn't mean I'm not open to it, but probably not. And they were both totally fine with it at first. And then they stepped back and they were like, I don't know if this is the reason he didn't want to be with me, but one of them was that he wanted kids more than I do. So
well, you guys weren't a match anyways.
Yeah.
You guys were not a match. Here's the thing, that when you meet someone who you really deeply connect with, if you're on the fence, you inevitably end up moving towards having a child.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, because you're so connected and you can't imagine sort of not extending that, right, with that person.
Well, that's sort of how I feel, because I actually explained this to him when he brought it up, because with me, towards the time that we were breaking up, I was like, you know, if I felt safe with you, I'd probably be in a position where I would be wanting your babies.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're telling me that you're not sure about things, that obviously I'm not going to be like, let's have a kid.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say that before I had my daughter, I was going to do acting. Children was not in my frame of reference.
Yeah.
And then if somebody would have said to me, oh, you're going to have a daughter and blah, 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 and you're going to do this, you're going to be a psychic and a medium, because I was already clairvoyant growing up, but I didn't know that, I would have been like, you are crazy. Mm-hmm. You crazy, right?
Yeah.
So my life is completely different than the way I originally envisioned it. And yet I'm so happy. I know I'm where I'm meant to be. So with you, I still see motherhood around you. I will be happy to, you know, hear that you've made a different decision someday, but I still see motherhood as being definitely around you and with you for sure.
Okay, well, we'll see. What I'm one of those people, like, I know I would be a great mother if I made that choice.
Yeah.
But I also have this belief that children equals lack of freedom.
Okay. Well, that's something where I can understand that completely. But what's interesting is, what's your number for numerology? Do you know what your life path number is?
I'm not sure. Okay. I can't remember.
Did Allison, the psychic, do your numbers? Because I think she does work with numerology. Because it's interesting. I'm, for instance, a five, mm-hmm. and we're all about freedom. That is the key. But guess what? Freedom through discipline. It's like a total contradiction. And yet that's how I'm going to find my freedom, is actually through discipline and grounding myself in and making grounded choices and decisions that in some ways feel like, you know, it's like a tent and pinning it down. Mm-hmm. Okay. And yet at the same time, it is strange, but I have found such a great deal, a great inner freedom through having my daughter. And I would not have said that years ago.
Mm.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was in a financial situation where I could travel whenever I wanted, mm-hmm. I could have, you know, help with childcare whenever I wanted, it would feel like a much more free experience. I just see so many people around me that have children and we're already struggling to get by, and we're probably not in any position to be having kids in the first place. And then they started having kids, and I'm like, well, I don't want my life to be like that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is the thing. When I had my daughter, I had just begun doing some of this work. And I can definitely tell you that my work has like tripled since I've had my daughter. My life has taken the most amazing direction. I've traveled to England like 6 times. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Los Angeles. And I have the most amazing opportunities have come. So I firmly believe that, you know, if you challenge that a little bit and look at what people are accepting in their lives, because mm-hmm. I think what you said there was key. You have a belief.
Yes.
Right? And so once you start to shatter those beliefs, like your friends, they could easily set up a fund for traveling. Like my daughter and I, everywhere I want to go, we're going to travel, her and I together. So I'm not going to let anything stop me. But she's like my little friend, you know, who goes with me. Yeah, she's so cute. Yeah.
I know. Well, when I saw my girlfriend Joan came in with her little boy a few weeks ago from broadcasting school, and when I saw him, I was like, I could totally, I mean, she doesn't let it hold her back. And she's a single mom, which I would never want to be in that situation. But God bless her, you know.
Yeah.
And she does a wonderful job. And this kid is just amazing. And so I could I saw when he was here, I was like, yeah, I might be open to that. He's pretty cool. If I had a cool kid, I'd be open to having a cool kid. But you can't just like decide how your kid's gonna be, right? Because they're an individual and they have free will as well. So I think I'm on some level maybe a little bit of a control freak.
Yeah, but you know what? I think every woman is, in some ways. I think every man out there listening is nodding their head. Uh-huh. Yes. I think we are to a certain extent, but that's what also makes us great mothers and great wives as well. We like to take care of things. But, you know, what I would say is that I am a single mother, and I've been one now for years. I did have a partner, but we separated, and it was a conscious decision that I made. But I'll tell you, my daughter goes to private school. And she, like I said, we travel and we, you know, we have a very adventurous life. So, again, I think that, you know, any time that you're willing to shatter those beliefs and just say, you know what, this is going to be whatever I make it to be. Mm-hmm. And you know, you work hard, then you can create that for yourself.
Well, if I meet the right man who makes me want to start doing that, then we'll just see what happens. I'm open to that. That's cool.
Yeah. And I would definitely advocate finding the man first.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. I like that I'm in a position where I'm open to having children if I meet the right partner, but I'm not like, oh my gosh, I have to have a baby. I have to find a sperm donor, basically. Yep. I mean, some women are like that. They are just like, ah, I need a baby.
It's not smart. I know someone recently who actually met a guy, moved in with him right away because she wanted to have kids. And literally, they're just like fighting like cats and dogs and already moving out. And so, you know, the relationship was based on her need to fulfill that. And yet it's just, like you said, it's just not smart because you're just creating more problems, mm-hmm. right? So you've got to address why you've got that sort of desperation. And then, you know, you really sort of deal with that. And once you make peace with that, you do meet someone. It's almost like as soon as you relax and like you said, you haven't got your makeup on and you're on the plane, you're like, oh my God, there he is, you know?
Oh no.
Great. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've just got a few minutes left in the show and I want to talk about your new meditation CD. Again, we are speaking with Shanalee Gibson, and she is the host of Spirit Talks.
Yep, Spirit Talks.
On Blog Talk Radio, and you can find her website, shanaleegibson.com, if you want to sign up for a reading, or if you want to check out her show and get a free mini reading on the air. That's always good fun. And coming up in a few minutes is Parts Unknown. I see Chris Riffick, hi, hovering around, wants to come in. And so tell us about this Willow Moon, a meditation for restoring balance.
Yeah, this meditation CD was created. I've been meditating and have had a consistent practice for the last 12 years and leading a lot of meditation workshops. And so I compiled sort of a discussion, a talk about how meditation really helped me to heal from a kidney disease, as well as, like I said, sort of turn my life the direction I really wanted it to go with my daughter. And then at the same time, really helped me to understand myself and, you know, inevitably be a better psychic and medium. So this includes three 10-minute tracks, and it's becoming present in the moment. Good old Eckhart,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we can use that one.
Yeah, becoming present in the moment. The second one is chanting Om. So you're actually chanting Om, and then I have a beautiful Kelsey Grant does the Om vocals and brings in a chakra harmonics towards the end. It's totally gorgeous, like Loreen McKinnitt, and so it's very healing. And then the third is spiritual development, 10 minutes of basically going on a guided visualization journey, and I've got a lot of really positive feedback from everyone who's purchased it, and so I'm really grateful. And Willow Moon is just basically exactly that, restoring balance to your life. So it's very important to do that.
Cool. Well, yeah. Balance is always, yeah, I have to, I confess that I've been trying to heal from this breakup that happened. I've been holding on to it mm-hmm. so much. Well, partly because there was contact with him. Like this ended, well, it's been going on for like a month and a half now mm-hmm. of kind of a long drawn out process, and it's only been about 5 days now where I've actually had no communication, and I've just said, you know, I'm sorry, I can't have you in my life anymore.
Yeah. And that's so important. And that's so important, you know, that hesitation to sort of cut things off completely, because that means letting go and then having to go through, you know, the death of the relationship mm-hmm. and the hopes of what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Right. But you know what? You are meant to shine brightly, and there is a man who is like just waiting, and he is wanting to be there with you as a partner in this life. And a partner, like in terms of like that fun, adventurous, you know, all of this work, and to really help you with the work that you're meant to do as well.
Cool.
So it's going to be a great partnership. So I really think, you know, you just let him go. And, yeah. You know, take your time. But yeah, it is time to start possibly letting go.
Cool. Yeah, I'm working on that, and I think that you're being in the moment and balancing.
Yes.
That's going to be really, really important to do for anyone, for whatever kind of goal that you're working towards, because mm-hmm. sometimes we get so hung up on the outcome.
Yes.
That we aren't open to the possibilities around us. because, like you said, with people like the person who couldn't even imagine not living in Burnaby because she just moved there,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're not able to just kind of sit back and allow things to happen and take steps as they're presented to you rather than forcing things in because you think it's going to go in this direction. So you're pushing and pushing and pushing.
Yes.
And really, your goal could just easily flow if you'd like turn around and look in this direction.
That's
this
right.
This wonderful path is open for you, but you've got these blinders on.
Yes. Perspective is everything, which is why if you can take anybody can take a little bit of a time out in their day and just breathe for a couple minutes and just be like, is there something else I need to see here? We just don't ask ourselves enough questions.
Mm.
And if we were to combine even a small meditation practice with questions, oh my gosh, we would just feel like we've let the world off our shoulders.
So what kind of questions? Do you have any questions in the CD?
I do have a couple questions at the end. And in the talk, I do give some directives and some guidance and talk about how meditation actually removes emotional sort of crystals in the body. And then it's also very practical. But the questions would be really like, am I where I want to be right now? Am I where I need to be right now? And what do I need to let go of and what do I need to embrace? And, you know, I love the name of your show. Synchronicity, because I wrote on Facebook the other day, synchronicity will place you where you need to be when you need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you can get out of your own way, you will be put where you need to be when you need to be there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got mascara and lip gloss.
Always. Always.
Well, at least the ladies.
Yeah. Yes. Noted. Noted.
Right. Well, thank you, Shanalee Gibson, for being on this show today. It's been such a pleasure. I love your pink notebook. She doodles sort of these little messages and letters and images that come to her as she's doing the readings. It's quite interesting. And if you want to watch some of that process, you can go to youtube.com/spiritualshow where I'm going to put this episode. And I see Chris standing out in the hallway waiting to get on the air. So we've taken up enough of his hour already. Thank you so much for being with us. ShanaleeGibson.com is where you can find Shanalee. And I'll be back with more synchronicity next week. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. Be well. I love you. Namaste.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the mind? UBC.